Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the Halal Industry Do For Self with your host today, Nate Muhammad, James Bashir. Man, tied up with some other business, and he won't be with us today. So we're here to carry on. I like to start everything with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the world. We like to just start our program off, as I always start, with to build the unity, establish unity. The African-American people, descendants of slaves, to unify the people to help establish economic in our community. You know, one thing I noticed over the years, and when we do things with Allah's name for the sake of that's a struggle. That's a big challenge. You always got to want to do it because the challenge of it is so great. And you have to appeal to everyone that's around you. Some of this here, that weight, because that weight is strong. And if you don't have sincerity in it, it'll overburden. That's why we're talking about uniting the people. We're going to do this for Allah, with Allah's name, but we want to unite the people. Whether some of this is weak that we encounter, many hands make everything lighter. This is what we need to do. We as African-American people, descendants of slaves, we haven't realized that yet, or else we wouldn't be here appealing to you to unite. It's all for our betterment. It's all for our own salvation. We look at what we're trying to establish, the halal industry, using that as I always say, the vessel to bring about the model community. And we're using everything we know what Allah has bestowed on us, conditioned us to, created us for. We're doing everything in that manner just to unite. We're looking at our people, and we're starting with our people because we're the most downtrodden ones. We're the ones that suffer the most. Humiliation within humanity. You just listen like with the Imam. Imam Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with him. He always said, you have to be willing to die for what you believe in, what you establish. We're trying to establish human dignity. Help raise the people out of the bondage, the in the crutch of Shaitan. Because we see that Shaitan got control over the madness here out here in society. Shaitan got that. You can see him, his hand all over everything. And we follow him blindly, thinking that he gonna give us something. Yeah, he gonna give us something, all right. He gonna give us something that we really don't want, can't handle. Why? Because he's busy whispering to each other, whispering to us. Why the people sitting around very befuddled with intoxication of the drugs. The young folks can't put the weed down. Old folks can't put the bottle down. And the drugs or they need them. That's all Shaitan. Shaitan is Shaitan. Yeah, you can see who you've been listening to. I can see just by what you're doing, who you've been listening to. We were just sitting here too. Every time we sit down as a people, form a meeting, whatnot, I could see that we have to, before we get anything off the table, we have to unite. We have to unite in one form where we all can identify what's going on. That's important. Now, I don't know what you see, but everything we go out here to do, we're going in all different directions. We have to sit everybody down and get everybody on the same, take a little minute. We think it's easy just because you say it. No. You say it, and then now the next part is to do it. Say what you mean what you say. This is a halal industry. Yes, God is behind us on this. I can see that in my own sense. God wants us to do this. I know he wants us to do this. But he's not going to do it for us. We got to do it. We got to make every effort, sacrifice, whatever we get, to make sure this here comes, that we get done with this, or get this across to the people. And you have to commit yourself first. Then you can sacrifice. And then we can strive towards success. Without no sacrifice, there won't be no success. We won't succeed in anything without a sacrifice. And we need each other. Nothing gets done by yourself. There's always a helping hand is needed. Support, encouragement. Or just to see your face. Nothing gets done by itself. Like we think we could have moved individually and established everything we need, we'd have done that long time ago. But you can see, you can't do it by yourself. Matter of fact, in this society, for anything to come down, they need the support of the people. Here we coming in there voting. This Tuesday. Is it this Tuesday or next Tuesday? Is it the 2nd? The 7th? Okay, that's next week. That's next Tuesday. Here's the voting coming. And I used to sit up here and watch the voting. Is it voting time? Because here come the campaign people. A week before the election, here they come. Here they come. But I say, we need the support of the people. We can sit here and talk. I guess while we're talking to them, we're not forcing nothing on them. And society is used to everybody forcing them to do things. We're appealing to them, being transparent to them, being fair and honest with them. That's what we're doing. And majority of them don't know what we're doing, but we have to be consistent in our message towards it. Sooner or later, it might be a breakthrough. It's like trying to chisel through a solid wall. You just got to keep pecking at it until you get a break. And we'll know when we get that break. But that's what we're after. That's what we're doing. We chisel in the way, reminding the people what we can do and how we can do it. you thank Allah for just giving you the insight, or giving us the insight to want to do it. And they have mercy on us and always giving us something to say to the people. We're on the podcast here. We don't know how many people we're reaching out to or hear us right here. But that's all right. That's all right because Allah's in charge of this. There's nothing we can do about it. He could send a bundle of people through this door right now. We'll be prepared to lead them or guide them. And he don't send nobody. We still prepare to lead them and guide them. Hey, our objective is to establish a model community. That's where we're heading to. That's what we plan to do with Allah's help. That's what we want. The model community. All we have to do right now is to hold fast. Stand up. And be an example for mankind. For the African American people. Descendants of slaves. That is our whole objective. And I'm sure everybody else has a different agenda that they strive for. Everybody's journey is different. Our journey here is to build the model community or the halal industry. That is something that we've been striving with. For the last, I can go back to at least, I was aware of it at least 25 years, that when I first heard it, and it set for, real well with me because I can identify with it because of the road that we have came. We done came out of under the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Imam Muhammad. Now we sitting here waiting, man, what's next? We don't learn that went through the first and the second part of our growth. Now what's next? There has to be establishing a halal lifestyle. It has to be. That's the only thing that can be. What else is the lifestyle that we have to build? And that's something that we have to strive to, just like we strive at the first part of our growth. We were striving at the second part of our world. First part, we learned to clean ourselves up. We searched and had knowledge of ourselves. And then the second part, we upgraded our morals and our understanding of religion and the Imam Muhammad. Those who teach in Honorable Elijah Muhammad and W.D. Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with both of them. Grant them pass. Make it easier. Because they did their job. They did their job very well. They did their job so well that it's impossible for we to exclude them in any kind of progress we make. Impossible. It's impossible. They're almost like the founding fathers. They go down, the founding father of the legacy that established the direction. Honorable Elijah Muhammad first will introduce the African American to Islam. He was instrumental in establishing Islam in the country here. Imam Muhammad took it a little further. He was instrumental in teaching or correct tafsir of the religion. And I wholly appreciate that because I benefit from it. They made it so that I can navigate myself through any kind of wilderness, madness out there in society. They the one was instrumental on that. And that's who I appreciate. I appreciate them wholeheartedly because I can bear witness. The things that they shared with me, taught me, it worked. It worked. It helped me be a better person. And it helped establish my dignity and humanity. That's what it did. I can deal with mankind. I can accept mankind. But I don't bow down to mankind. That's what he taught. Don't bow down to nobody. Man Muhammad told us we don't have no leaders. We don't need nobody come and try to lead us as a people. We lead with what Allah say and do things for sure. That's what the Imam Muhammad taught us. And I cherish that. That's like part of me. You know, when I walk out the door, I walk out with that legacy, with that face of that legacy. Dealing with the halal industry, we can approach our people confidently, sincerely, and they can bear witness that they checking you out all the time. Whether they looking for flaw or whether they admire you, they already see it. They see you better than you see yourself. Just by your mannerism, just by how you conduct yourself, just by how you talk to them. We was taught to lead with a lowly spirit, humble. We was taught to be fair and honest. Even if it's against yourself, be fair to the people. So being transparent to the people, being open and all, not hiding anything from them, that's easy. That's normal. We ain't got to worry about that. Because it's our time to sit up and show our will. It's our time for that. Whether we know it or not, we have to remind each other that it is our time, not waiting for disaster to happen and force you into working together, because that's the only time you usually work together. I remember there was fires. There was a fire on the block. The whole block came together and helped put out the fire, helped get the people out the fire. That's a disaster. Why couldn't we do that normally? You know, we wait for an emergency. And then when the fire was out, they went back doing and being what they were before. Now, we want to establish the camaraderie among the people where we'll always be at their aid in an emergency. And if not an emergency, we're there. I mean, we walk around, we speak cordially. But this is what we have to establish. We have to build all this back. I thought that I looked at the structure with the community through the masjid and likewise. And again, come right back to no structure. We need structure. I believe that the structure we have, the unite, do for self, to build model community, that is a very good structure to build with, because you can always monitor your progress. You can always be aware of what's going on. And if anybody coming behind you, you always can tell them. You already know what stage that they are at, and you can guide them through this. But Allah always send leaders, examples, for the people. They always say, I'll say that in the Quran. Every 2 years, every year of what, he's always sending a leader. An example. One to the people. To remind the people to do what's right, forbid what's wrong. To be the one, to be that example. that example for the people if we want to progress. Let's take a PSA. Here's Brother James.
Thank you.
As-salamu alaykum. I'd like to read from the 57th Surah of the Quran. We sent aforetime our messengers with clear signs and sent down with them the book and the balance of right and wrong, that men may stand forth in justice. And we sent down iron in which is materials for mighty war, as well as many benefits for mankind, that Allah may test who it is that will help unseen him and his messengers. For Allah is full of strength, exalted in might, and able to enforce his will. We sent Noah and Abraham and established in their line prophethood, revelation, and some of them were on right guidance, but many of them became rebellious transgressors. Then in their wake, we followed them up with others of our messengers. We sent after them Jesus, the son of Mary, and bestowed on him the gospel. And we ordained in the hearts of those who followed him compassion and mercy. For the monotheism which they invented for themselves, we did not prescribe for them. We commanded only the seeking for the good pleasure of Allah, but they did not foster as they should have done. Yet we bestowed on those among them who believe their due reward, but many of them are rebellious transgressors. O ye that believe, fear Allah and believe in his message, in his messenger, and he will bestow on you a double portion of his mercy. He will provide for you a light by which ye shall walk straight in your path, and he will forgive you your past. For Allah is all-forgiving, most merciful. That the people of the book may know that they have no power whatever over the grace of Allah, that his grace is entirely in his hand to bestow it on whomsoever he wills. For Allah is the Lord of grace abounding. Surely Allah speaks the truth in this Quran. Join us daily from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry, Do For Self, with your host, Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal Zinc, and co-hosts James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal Zinc is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of the slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength, to establish community life by doing for self, to build the model community. Just going to make a few comments about the about some of the things we have to do as a people to establish this model community. Of course, we have to have the right mindset. We have to be willing to sacrifice and do the things necessary to build this model community. When we look around this is the city of Philadelphia. You look at Africans, the Hispanic community, the Asian community, the Hispanic, the Middle Eastern. They're all doing one thing. They all are doing something for themselves. So in their way, they're building a model community for them. And however, we as African Americans, descendants of slaves, we're actually helping them build their model community, because we go and buy things from them, support them economically, because we haven't taken the time to learn to do things for ourselves. And we had, as they just mentioned, we had two great leaders, Imam Elijah Muhammad, the Imam Muhammad, that told us, the Imam Elijah Muhammad told us to do for self. Get the drugs out of your vein. Leave them women alone. Get them pork and think straight. The first thing you learned was fear nothing but Allah. And broke that fear you had for white folk. Then Imam Muhammad came on with the Haq. He came on with the Quran. And Amal Al-Tub has said, the one coming after you're worried about me is the one after me you should be worried about. He's going to bring us face to face to God. And that, and the one that came was Imam Muhammad. That's part of Allah's plan. That's something they, that's something man didn't do. That was Allah's doing. You can trace it back to Mary Tubman. She didn't wake up one day and say, I'm going to start the Underground Railroad. That was Allah. The whole time Allah was sending people to help us. Get us on that, to break that chain of that white supremacy over us. Me and Nick was talking earlier this morning about John Brown. A lot of people don't know he was a white man. He said that Allah raised, he said Almighty God raised him up to punish the white man for his treatment of the blacks. They don't talk about him. Some of white folks in history, they don't talk about him. You don't hear nothing about him. He was killing white folks because they mistreated blacks. But just to go back, what we have to do as a people. Now, we have to come together and get the right thinking together, get our spirituality together, get our mind together, and we have to do for self. Nobody's going to do it for us. We can no longer help other ethnic groups who really don't care about us, who are taking our money and building a movie for themselves, but they're not helping us. Now, I remember a friend of mine who cuts hair. Let's give you an example of how we do as a people. I'm saying this here to say this, that we have to get our thinking together. Now, he was a barber, but he was saying a lot of people, African Americans, going down to this Asian because he was charging $5 a haircut. But I said to him, and I'm saying this now, it was the other way around. If the Asians were charging $25 or any other group, if their people were charging $20 an hour for a haircut, and one of us, we, the African American, was charging $5, they wouldn't do it. They support their own. And if we're at the point now, we have no choice but to do for self. We have established this a model community. That means, first of all, we got to get our mind together. We have to get our character together. We have to get that work habit together so we can go out here and build. Because I go with this model community. And not just the self, me. We actually talk about building an industry. That means, what that means, that means you have thousands of jobs coming from that one entity. That's the industry. And that's what the white man is doing. That's what other groups are doing now. Matter of fact, I noticed when I was living at below Germantown in Erie, it was the restaurant is still there. It's an Asian restaurant. But I noticed every other maybe a year or so, there's a different group in there. It wasn't the same Asian.
Right.
Now I've been with Smith about at least 5 years, I think, 4 years. But I've seen at least three changes. So they moved up, they get one family established, then they go move on, get another business. Then another family come in, somebody else got it. Now I noticed, I went down, these Hispanics, they have a tire business at 6th and... Sixth and Glenwood.
Oh, yeah.
Sixth and Glenwood. Now I went to African American people who have a tire business at 15th and Glenwood. They've been there for a while. I used to go to them every time I need trouble with tires. I would go to them. So the one time I went to him and he said he fixed my tire, but he said you need a new tire. Well, I said, would you have any? He said, I don't have any stock. Then he said, well, try Sixth and Glenwood. So I went down there, and they were Hispanic, and sure enough, they done the job, and they opened 7 days a week. They even opened on Sundays, from 8 in the morning to 1 o'clock in the afternoon. You know, so, I mean, I said to say this here. Now, again, I went there this past Wednesday. Now, I noticed this is the third group of Hispanics that's at that same location. When I went there before, they said, oh, man, when I asked him, the guy before the other regime, they left out. I didn't say anything. I thought it was just, you know, I didn't say nothing. That's the other guy, he was there. And then this third guy, then I go there this week. They got a third, this is the third group. So now they established two other locations. Now they probably getting some of their own people, but they get some African American money too.
Open it all day and from all night.
Yeah. Yeah.
All night.
Yeah. And
so I've been
there. Yeah, I've been in that one too. Yeah. And so now, believe it or not, I ain't come to talk about tiredness, but I'm on this little vine here. This little ring. But the best out of all of them, he was African American up there in Germantown. One of my mechanics told me about him. But for some reason, he ain't never opened. I mean, he's the best far as stock. And first, when I'm going to the Hispanic, again, so now they're not too good with the English. So not too good with the English. Now, going back to the African American, of all the time people I've been to, a lot of them are good, but they were the best. But they ain't reliable. I don't know when they happened. I mean, they're good. I mean, I had to give this crap, they're good. So we as a people, we have to be responsible, we have to be punctual. We got the right mindset, the right attitude. And all these things are going to help us to establish a model community. So when we do have businesses, we have to have the best character. We have to be very courteous, the best mannerisms. We have to be punctual. We got to be on time. And if we have a breakfast restaurant, we got to be on time. Because that's one problem with African Americans now. I'm sick with some of the African Americans. Some of them got a problem making their breakfast. Some of them have a problem making their breakfast. But again, all this is just a part of getting that mind together so we can begin to establish this model community. Now, right here, we're having problems with the political structure, trying to block things. When I had a meeting today, they've been jamming us for 18 years. We found another African American institution. They've been jamming us for 22 years.
Yeah.
And so Allah has blessed us now.
That's part of the
but the goal is, They want to try to tie you out, so they can go ahead and take the property.
Right.
And this is all going conspiracy that they have going is with the African American in this community to try to wear you down, tie you up in court for years, years and years. But that's where our faith comes in. At. You know, we have to pray to Allah. We got to pray. And we got to work. So again. This model community is not going, as you can see what I just said, we've been 18 years at this. So nothing's going to be, it's not going to be easy. But you can't give up. We can't give up. You might as well just go jump in the river yourself and you're just going to give up. Because you can't continue to support other people and then you don't support yourself. We can't continue like that. So with that, I'm gonna bring my few comments to a close, and I'm gonna bring Brother Nate. That's what I want to say.
Yes, Brother James, alhamdulillah, you're correct. I bear witness to everything you said, and he was mainly talking about unifying African American people, descendants of slaves. But as we grow to function to build our model community, we have to have a strong work ethic, as he says. We have to be able to, well, matter of fact, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, when he came through the nation, he made sure everybody was punctual. He made sure everybody was clean. He made sure everybody, and that's part of him establishing discipline with us. And that's the same thing we'll do. We're going to do the same thing because we was taught. We was already taught how to handle our people or handle people, period, mainly our people. We have to get their attention. We have to be directed to them. At that time, they did. They maintained everything with military strategy. When the man Muhammad came in, he took away the regimentation, the rigidness, and all that. He wants you to move as a human being, as an intelligent human being, not a robotic person. But we was already receptive to him because we already knew how to follow instruction. We always hear and obey. So when the mayor said that, yeah, buddy, mayor, that's what you want us to do, that's what we'll do. And you couldn't come around him all rigid, over possessive and aggressive. First thing he tell him, get that guy, get him. Don't bring him back no more. We don't need people like that. But at the same time, those who were in any kind of authority already knew that, and we knew not to send nobody like that around him because we knew his stand against that. Some people left him because of that. But at the same time, we all see what he was saying was correct, and we bear witness to it. We accepted it, you know. And that's why we're here today, from 6 to 7, Eastern Standard Time, trying to share, or not trying, sharing our wisdom, our wealth, about what we want to do, what we plan to do, what we're going to do. That's why we honing our skills and reminding the people, suggesting to the people, directing the people in our manner of what we're doing, we're going to do. We've, again, in a couple meetings this morning, and we come together with the people, and I could see the people say, Nate, why don't you say something? I listen right now. But next week is going to be that we have to bring forward our most intelligent aspect to share with the people. What we have to bring, we have to bring discipline, structure to the table. Everything else will take care of itself, because you got a lot of people that's experienced and they know what they're doing and their image of what they see. So that's the easy part. The hard part is organizing. Organizing them where when we all walk up away from the table, everybody is in unison in what we're talking about. How do we know we're going to do this? Because the people are receptive to what needs to be done. All we have to do is put it on the table. That's what I meant by we have to come together and sit down and put our ideology and our explain what we want to do, what we can do on the table, on the floor. And then we pick the best among them. And we all get behind him or her, because we have sisters in there with us too. So we get in and move in a manner, respectfully, intelligently. So then we see he's going to accomplish what we will. This is where we're going at now. All this stuff is coming in there, and we're well averse on it. I said that a lot of things that's going out in the street, that can help us. But we got to get home in order first. We got to get our backs secure first. Then we can walk out in that man, in the midst of all that. Because we guarantee we won't be pulled off our square. We'll stay focused on what we're coming out to do and do. We usually get out, as people usually get out in society, and wherever when the society pulls us, that's the way we will go. We wind up all the way out in left field somewhere, and we're trying to figure out how we wind up there. We have to even stay focused on what we want. We're staying focused with the halal industry, what we want. We want to unify. We want to do for self. We want to build a model community. And we constantly have to repeat it over and over and over again. Not to get on your nerves, irritate you. It just remind you. You have to establish that within you, that concept, that what you want to do. So no matter what happens, what environment you're in, you can always stay focused of what we want. How they say you continue to repeat what we want to do all the time, you'll wind up doing it sooner or later. But it starts with you. We can't make you do nothing. We can't force you to do nothing. But we can appeal to your sincerity. That's what we have to do, your sincerity. We're not taking advantage of you. We're not playing games. We're not speaking with a forked tongue. We're being straight up with you. Come straight to the point. No sugarcoating or nothing. Our objective is to unite the African-American people. Sin is a slave. And we're using the halal industry, as I say, as the vessel to bring about that model community. We have to want to know what we want to do, and then we have to have know how we're going to do it. That is our plan. And our starting point is to unite. In order for us to unite, we have to clean you up if needed. And most likely you're going to need it because you're coming out of this society, this satanic world or this haram atmosphere, and you're a little filthy. There's no way it haven't touched you. No way. It's impossible. No way you can go come out of that untouched from that society. Now, once you come out of that society and we clean you up and establish order, you can go right back in that society. Now it can't touch you because you know what you're looking at. You can't go backwards. You already know what you're looking at. You know what makes this, why that, this and that. Everything has been a game to confuse you, to intimidate you. I was sitting there listening to, it was the Mayor Kennedy here in Philadelphia. And she said that she wanted to get a police commission that understands the people. Especially our people that understand them and going to be fair with them and honest. She said that the police force as of right now, they Lord jittery because they don't know, they don't think the city is behind them. And they, whatever they do, they'll be disciplining. So they skittish. They scared to make a move or not make a move. I said, well, I don't know who they're looking at. These jokers don't seem like, look like they worrying about, all upset. Yeah. They look like they do this, and because they know how to cover up this, cover up all that. I said, maybe I missed something, you know. Yeah, well, that's what she said. This I was listening to her this morning. That's a good God of mine, you know. But it's something going on. Something is going on. But I'm just saying that. I'm saying that because everybody, they want to progress. Everybody want to, or they say they want to treat the people right, be fair to the people. But we don't know who's behind all this and whatnot. But we honor of what she said. You know, I respect that. But at the same time, I believe it when I see it. Just like we want to build this model community, we'll believe it when we see it. It's already in on our mind. It's already in our heart. It's just a matter of doing it, establishing it. I'm not looking for it to be over 90. I might not even be here to see it completed or whatnot. I don't know, but regardless, you know, I commit. Yeah, I can commit myself to it. So whatever it takes, that's what we have to do. But we have to unite first. I'm going to be harping on that a good while. Unite with Allah's hand in front of us, not anybody else. We don't see a little bit of everybody. We haven't done anything leading with what Allah wants, how he wanted to do. We haven't done nothing yet. We done done everything as a people. We done suffered all kinds of things. We've taken that licking and we still take it. And that's only through the mercy of Allah, whether we know it or not. Matter of fact, I just thought about something that Imam Muhammad said, that everything comes from Allah. We need Allah. All of us need it. Everything don't move unless Allah let it. Now that's a little bit heavy statement that people can realize. We sitting here thinking we beating our chest, thinking we the man. We got control of, we ain't got nothing. Allah has everything. What we should get or what we can only have is our understanding what we build with or what we're looking at. That's all we can move off our understanding. Can't leave, move off of anything else. And that's why the people do that, because what they get that liquid courage, drinking that alcohol, smoking that weed, laced with all kinds of toxic, shooting the drugs. That'll have you, some of that stuff they be taking, have you running through walls. We have to look at that. That's going to be one of the greatest challenges that we're going to have to entertain. But it was done before to deal with the people. You're going to get them off the drugs? They're going to say, it's impossible. How you going to get them off the drugs? You got to get them in an environment that don't tolerate. How you going to get them off of alcohol? You have to have them in an environment that don't tolerate. How you going to get them off of cigarettes? Eating hog and all that. You got to get them in an environment that doesn't tolerate, so they can build a world up against that. That's how we get them off that. But the key is, you got to want to do it. You're not going to get it done just on GT. You got to want to do it. And if you can't do it, it won't get done. You, as they say, are the pilot of your own ship. You control where you want to go, whether you want to go forward or you want to go backwards. You are in charge of that. And that's why we appeal to you. You're not going through nothing all of us haven't went through. Whatever your situation is, it's somebody among us has already been through it. That's how Allah works. He made us different so we can learn from each other. And as long as you can listen, you have to listen, so therefore you don't have to experience the hardship of going through it yourself when someone trying to tell you that they already been through. That's when you know you have one that's at its best. You mean to tell me I don't have to go through that? You've been through all? Oh, shoot. What was the outcome? Oh, yeah, I did this and that. That's how I remember. Oh, well, then that's what I'm going to do. And I've done it with some of the brothers, and it was correct. So I believe in that because I experienced that with the brothers. And we just moved on and went on. And it's like a wheel, different spokes, and the wheel continue to turn progressively, moving ahead. And that's how we can go through this wilderness of North America as one function. And as the way, and on our way, the people bear witness about whether we have tamed or not. They will let you know, just like the people will always let you know, boy, I've watched you, boy, when you low and dirty and nasty and foul-mouthed, and look at you now. You're like a different person. Say, yeah, that's me. And people always like to see progress, because that gives them hope for themselves to be progressive. That's a natural nature. That's nature. Religious is what brings you into nature. That is the highest language, because that's the language of mankind. That's the history of mankind. And if Allah said that he wants us to move in unison and in oneness, then we do. How did he say about the prayer? Your prayers is greater in unison than in individual. Shouldn't that tell you something right there? Everything is greater in unison than individual. We always said that the individual, yeah, he was strong. He wasn't strong, but you're strong. But among your people, you're weak because you haven't raised up your people to the same level that you are. Again, we are strong collectively, not individually. Yeah, you might be strong individually, but sooner or later, you're going to fall. Look what they did to the ball players, the athletes, the celebrities and all. Yeah, they at the height of their population. But then sooner or later, they fell. So they always tell you the sad story of somebody that once was on top of the world, as they would say. They was on top of the world individually. Now, if they was on top of the world and brought their people up, as well as being on top of the world, they could never fall. Because the people wouldn't let them fall. Individually, you could fall. Collectively, it's impossible for you to fall. That's why when you're moving individually, you're subject to your weakness. When you're moving collectively, there is no weakness. What more can we ask than that? That's when we've been dealing with the people, the establishment. We're trying to build everything to help our people get out of this bondage. And we just remind you, you got it. You're not. You ain't getting on no bullhorn and racing up and down on the soapbox, hollering and screaming. Tell you, simple. Just, we have to unite. Appeal to their consciousness, not to their emotions. We've been sitting here, we've been dealing with this on every day from 6 to 7 for almost a month and a half, or a month. And we've been making progress. But we should be making more. We should make the kind of progress that the people want to hear us. People want to share their ideas, share their comments, share their questions. That's what all talk radio is about. Getting people involved at Bills the Radio. And we always need comments, suggestions, and even questions about what we say and how we want to do, how we say. What we want to do and how we want to do. We're always open. We're transparent. We're open. Constructive criticism, that's all right. Individually, you never like criticism because that makes you insecure. But constructive criticism builds us up. It fortifies, and it let us know what we need to work on, what we need to tone up, what we need to tone down. That's the whole purpose of constructive criticism. That's the whole purpose of having a question and answer. Some things we could be wrong. You bring it to their attention. And see, that's one thing we learned in the nation. You can always, or even as a Muslim, you can always be checked. You always can be checked. All you have to do is, if you lead in the prayer and you mess up the prayer, somebody in the ranks know that prayer and they correct it. And you accept it humbly. Yes, thank you. But if you mess up again and again, that person who knows the prayer, he can take and lead that prayer to finish it out. That's the oneness of everything. And that's being checked. Ain't nothing wrong with being checked if it's productively. If it's being checked to correct everything that's going to make everything better. Not to correct you, to downgrade you or try to make you look bad. That's the correction that we've been accustomed to, but in Islam, you can check me. I can be checked, and I accept being checked. I accept being checked. James Williams should be coming up there. There you go. All right, this is Nate Muhammad. I'd like to thank you for being with us today. Or another edition of Halal Industry. We'll see you tomorrow at the same time, 6 to 7 p.m. So,
thank you, brother. Join us daily from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry, Do For Self, with your host, Imam Wale Ayu Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Halal Inc., and co-host James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Halal Inc. is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of the slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength to establish community life by doing for self to build the model community. Again, everyone, thank everybody for joining the program today. And inshallah, we'll talk to you tomorrow from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Assalamu alaikum. Uh,